Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
720 WGN. Sometimes the weight of medical debt feels like it is crushing you. And I think at some point most people have felt that. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is with us. In the year 2022, Cook County was the first county in America to enact a medical debt relief initiative. And now there's hope that that will go statewide. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful, Lisa. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So explain to people how this works, because you started with $12 million in federal funds. Potentially, at some point, you'd like to erase $1 billion in medical debt. How does that happen?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to explain this. Healthcare companies or healthcare organizations, doctors groups, when somebody can't pay their bill, they end up selling it to a collection agency for pennies on the dollar. So what we've done is engaged in a partnership with Undo Medical Debt, which has established this platform across the country. And they buy the debt from the providers, from the healthcare organizations, from the doctors, from the hospitals, and then they wipe it out. So they buy the debt, and then they just pay off the debt of those individuals as a result. So people get a letter in the mail saying your medical debt has been wiped out, and so far 200,000 residents in Cook County have gotten those letters, and we've wiped out about $348 million in debt.
That's amazing. I feel like insurance companies play a part in this medical debt, because many times procedures are denied, procedures that are life-saving, and people have to have them knowing that they cannot afford them. Or even an ambulance ride to the hospital these days may not be covered by your insurance. Unexpected, but could cost $3,000 or $4,000, and even that burden is too much for many people.
Medical debt has been growing in this country, and it's largely because the cost of health care has been going up, as you pointed out, and also because there's been a proliferation of insurance plans with very high deductibles, which shifts more costs to our patients. And there are also many patients who qualify for charity care and don't receive it. So there are a variety of factors that have contributed to the increase in medical debt in this country, and hard to pin it on one single thing, but the practices of insurance companies are surely an important factor. And as you've said, you know, insurance companies are now marketing these policies that don't, in fact, provide basic coverage for folks. Maybe catastrophic coverage, but not basic coverage.
And what will the selection process look like to determine what patient has their medical debt erased?
Well, so far, we've partnered with Advent Health, Vituity, which is a medical group, Sinai Hospital System, University of Chicago Hospital System, and we are working to develop agreements with other hospital systems and healthcare systems. The folks who are eligible have incomes of up to 400% of the federal policy guidelines, 400% of the federal poverty guidelines, and have medical debt that is 5% or more of their estimated household income. So there's an income eligibility for this, but it's pretty generous, 400% of the federal policy, federal poverty guidelines, or 5% or more of their estimated annual income. So there are lots of residents of Cook County that are eligible, and there's no application process. We make these deals with the providers, again, Advent Health, Vituity, Sinai Health and Hospital System, University of Chicago Medicine, bless them all. We buy the debt from them. Those folks who meet the income eligibility requirements just get letters saying your debt's been wiped out. So there are no hurdles, no barriers, no hoops that people have to go through. On the basis of their incomes, they're eligible. They just get a letter saying we've wiped it out, which, of course, cleans up their credit and eases the stress and burdens that they have as a result of knowing that debt is hanging out there.
Yeah, it's brutal. The Governor Pritzker, stood next to you on Monday with hopes of making this a statewide medical debt relief program. What steps between Monday and when it is enacted have to take place?
Well, we have a partner, Undo Medical Debt, which I believe is the governor's partner as well. And let me just say, since we announced this program and implemented it in 2022, the state of Ohio, the state of Connecticut, the state of Oregon, in addition to the state of Illinois, have launched programs, as well as New York City and New Orleans, Louisiana. So there's a kind of movement across the country to work in partnership with groups like Undo Medical Debt to help our residents deal with the burden, the financial burden and the psychological burden of medical debt.
And is there one group of people in Cook County that experienced that crushing debt more than others?
Yes, you know, medical debt is a challenge for all of our residents, but of course it disproportionately impacts communities of color. I think African-American residents are 50% more likely to have medical debt than white residents, and Latino residents are 35% more likely to have medical debt challenges. So medical debt impacts communities of color, particularly African-American and Latino communities, and they, of course, will be disproportionately beneficiaries of our efforts to deal with medical debt in the county.
And you have to be a Cook County resident. You have to have an established address in this county to benefit from this?
Yes. We're using the American Rescue Plan Act dollars that we received from the federal government to help us cope with the impacts of the pandemic. This is an investment that we're making in our residents, in the residents of Cook County. Now, the State of Illinois program, needless to say, will help all residents in the state of Illinois. So I'm very grateful that Governor Pritzker is a partner in this effort to combat medical debt.
And will there ever be an effort to reduce the price of ambulance bills? That seems to be a burden on many people.
Frankly, that's beyond the scope of
right.
The scope of our present work. I mean, we're focused on health hospitals, healthcare systems, medical practices, so doctors' groups.
That's just one of the, a lot of text messages are coming in because that seems to be a big complaint in the city and in the county is how expensive that is. And I think most people might remember a time when there wasn't a cost incurred or it was always covered by insurance. And that's just one of the many text messages that seems to be the theme coming through on our line right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I always speak to the importance of universal health care in this country. There are other wealthy countries in the world that have universal health care, and we are the richest country in the world and we don't have it, and it's disgraceful. And those of us who believe in the importance of universal health care have to do whatever things we can do along the way to kind of get us to that point. I'm very grateful to President Obama and Nancy Pelosi, who was Speaker of the House at the time, for their advocacy of Medicaid expansion. So there are considerably more Americans now who are eligible for government-sponsored health care than there were before the Affordable Care Act was enacted, ACA. So, you know, we're indebted to President Obama and to Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, for that good work, expanding the number of people who get federally supported health care who are under 65. Now, people like me who are older 65, of course, are the beneficiaries of Medicare. And Medicare is a federal program that supports our senior citizens and their access to health care. And that's a great program. Believe me, I've been the beneficiary of Medicare support. But it's important that those who are under 65 have the same benefits of federally supported health care as people over 65. And the Affordable Care Act expanded the pool of people under 65 who are eligible, and we need to do more. And part of what we're doing with our Medical Debt Relief Act initiative is to expand health care support for people who have medical debt as a result of the fact we don't have universal health care in this country. If we had universal health care, people wouldn't have to pay for ambulances.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us. And will you put a bug in Mayor Brandon Johnson's ear to call the show sometime? We continually request that he makes an appearance. We've had no luck.
You know, my name is Tony Preckwinkle, and I speak for myself. I suggest you speak with Mayor Johnson about his willingness to come on your program.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Take care now.
Lauren's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.